With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A new wildfire was reported at about 3 o'clock this afternoon, about 7 miles west of the town of Plains, just off of Highway 200. Bill Nagley is the Emergency Services Coordinator for Sanders County.
I think it was a structure fire. Don't know for sure, but we do know one propane tank did explode.
Nagley says the fire is threatening structures in the area.
Well, right next to where the trailer that did burn, there is another structure. There's another structure that we know the fire has burned around, roughly a quarter mile west, and then it's threatening two other structures, roughly a half mile from the original ignition point.
The fire danger in western Montana is rated from very high to extreme today. Nagley says right now,
the winds are low, the temperature is very high. We've had some readings of over 100 triple-digit numbers. And fine fuels are very dry, and that's what it's kind of traveling in now.
It's too early to have an accurate read on the size of this new fire just west of the town of Plains. Agencies responding to it so far, Nagley says, are Plains Rural Fire, Thompson Falls Rural Fire, Montana DNRC, and the Lolo National Forest. He says at least two helicopters are working the fire in the Highway 200 corridor.
Please keep moving in the area, and we don't need a lot of looky-loos seeing what's going on.
There's more information about other fires burning in Montana on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Eric Whitney.
With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Missoula's Mount Sentinel will be closed starting at 8 o'clock Monday morning due to elevated fire risk during the sold-out Pearl Jam concert at the University of Montana's Washington Grizzly Stadium. City of Missoula Fire Inspector Charles Talbot says the closure is a public safety measure.
I know the last couple times that we've had concerts in the stadium, people have gone up on the hillside, up on Mount Sentinel to watch the concert from up there.
All city and university trails on Mount Sentinel will be closed, including the popular M Trail. Talbot says if a fire starts down below,
there's no way that we're going to catch it before they will be impacted if they're up there. So it's safer to find a different vantage point to watch it from than from the hillside.
The closure lasts for 24 hours, starting at 8 o'clock Monday morning. City and university police and the fire department will be patrolling the area, and Talbot says they'll issue citations to hikers who violate the closure. I'm Rosie Costin, Montana Public Radio.